Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Tuesday, September 16th, 2025. This month in Stonington, the Stonington Opera House is offering free screenings of local interest documentaries. And the one taking place today at 7 p.m. is a film by Richard Kane and Melody Lewis Kane called Building Hope. Quote, "It's about one of the worst societal traumas of the century. The documentary puts a face to those experiencing homelessness and tells us it can happen to anyone," end quote. That's going to be at the Stonington Opera House tonight at 7 p.m. And thanks to sponsorship by Joan Sorensen, admission is free to all. The first fall forum of the Peace and Justice Group of Waldo County will be held tomorrow evening at 6 p.m. at the Abbott Room of the Belfast Free Library. Jamila Lavasser attended the second annual People's Conference on Palestine in Detroit over Labor Day weekend and will share her thoughts and experience and the resilience of the movement that continues to grow worldwide in solidarity with Palestine. The announcement goes on, quote, "We continue to demand an end to U.S. complicity in the genocide in Gaza, lift all restrictions on all aid to Gaza now, and end occupation and ethnic cleansing in the West Bank. The strength of the global movement in solidarity with Palestine is growing. Join us," end quote. Again, that's tomorrow evening at 6 p.m. in the Abbott Room at the Belfast Free Library. It's free and open to all. There will be potluck snacks. Organizers suggest bringing a mug with you. Tea will be provided. And for more information, you can email peace.and.justice.waldo@gmail.com. I'll put that up on the archives with today's program. September is Library Card Sign-Up Month, and the Ellsworth Public Library invites you to discover how a single card can open the door to endless opportunities. Throughout the month, everyone who signs up for an Ellsworth Public Library card will enter a drawing for a $50 gift card, and current Ellsworth Public Library patrons who refer friends, family, or other community members will also be entered into the drawing. They say signing up is simple. You can apply for a card in person or start it online at their website, the library's website. They do require proof of ID and address. Ellsworth Public Library cards are free for residents of Ellsworth and the surrounding towns of Surrey, Aurora, Hancock, Lemoyne, Franklin, Eastbrook, Mariahville, Great Pond, Otis, Sorrento, Waltham, or Trenton. Ellsworth Public Library card holders have access to 46,000 in-house collection items, online subscriptions to the New York Times and others, a growing library of things, and free passes to museums and reservable meeting space. They also offer curbside service and homebound delivery, as well as robust digital collections including ebooks, audiobooks, and streaming video and music. There will also be some special events at the library this month in celebration of Library Card Month. The next two that are coming up this week are on September 17th, that's tomorrow at 5:30 p.m., Just a Happy State for a Flounce. Jane Austen's Economics of Alterations will be presented by Susan Allen Ford, exploring Austen's fiction making through clothing. And then on the 20th, that's Saturday, from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., there'll be an informal community chess gathering for all ages. You can get information on those events and others that they have coming up this month and apply for a library card at Ellsworth Public Library by going to ellsworthlibrary.net. And finally, our 4:30 p.m. local public affairs show today is Relationship Rewind, which is a show about rewinding relationships in popular media and breaking down behaviors that are often normalized but are actually based in power, control, and abuse. This month, they'll be discussing the TV series Once Upon a Time. That's today at 4:30, only here on WERU-FM. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow.